Thanksgiving inevitably brings a wave of food safety stories. Today, we're taking a different tack. We've been wondering about vultures, not the ones at your Thanksgiving table, the ones that fly around. How can they eat all that decomposing roadkill and not get food poisoning? Lucky for us, NPR's Richard Harris was willing to look into this, deep into this.
The turkey vultures and black vultures you see wheeling overhead are looking for something dead to eat. In fact, they subsist almost entirely on rotting flesh that is chock full of bacteria that could be deadly to humans.
The real question is, how can they actually stand eating things like this?
Lars Hansen, a microbiologist at Aarhus University in Denmark, started chewing on this question with a couple of other scientists. They thought maybe vultures have some helpful bacteria in their guts that help them tolerate these otherwise deadly germs. They turned to a PhD student named Michael Roggenbuck because he studies communities of intestinal bacteria.
When Lars told me about this study, I was very, very interested in that one. And I thought, like, wow, a vulture? Okay, that would be very exciting.
So Roggenbuck, who's at the University of Copenhagen, set to work examining the guts of 50 North American vultures. He expected to see a huge variety of bacteria in the gut, as you find inside human intestines. Instead, he found an ecosystem dominated by two species of bacteria, both poisons, including Clostridium, which produces deadly botulism toxins.
It's a food poisoner.
So if it's a food poison, why don't the vultures get sick?
Yeah, exactly. So that's the big question, right? There are several possibilities. They could just be immune.
Vultures have evolved to eat this diet, so in the process, they may no longer react to botulism toxins. As for all those other dangerous germs that vultures ingest, Lars Hansen suggests that the vulture's stomach could take care of them before they get into the gut. Vulture stomach acid is 10 to 100 times stronger than human stomach acid, he says.
So it seems like the stomach itself is a very harsh environment. Another hypothesis could be that they're actually using the bacteria in the stomach as some kind of probiotics.
Not exactly what you'd hope to find in your yogurt, of course. Hansen, Roggenbuck, and their colleagues have published the results in the journal Nature Communications. Hansen is looking for larger lessons from this trip into the secret lives of vultures.
I think it's mind-boggling that organisms that are perceived as very bad for you seem to be very useful for other biological creatures, such as the vultures. So I think that's amazing.
Wildlife biologists say vultures aren't alone in being resistant to botulism toxins. Tony Roki at the National Wildlife Health Center in Madison, Wisconsin, says lots of birds seem to handle botulism spores just fine. But vultures have to cope with massive amounts of deadly germs.
They're very hardy bees, I would say so. But given that, they've also suffered their share of mortality.
Vultures can be poisoned, for example, by lead or by certain drugs given to cattle. Working on that Thanksgiving angle for the story, I asked Roki whether there are any lessons here that we can learn about human food poisoning.
I think it's a pretty different topic.
Well, it was worth a try. Richard Harris, NPR News.